Welcome back to the Pulse of New Hampshire. COVID-19 has upended our routines, and it's easy to see how so many of us gained weight during the pandemic. It happens, right? Some of us spending most of the day at home, and some are still in that situation today. Comfort food recipes trending online. You might be thinking a chocolate chip cookie right now sounds pretty good, a midday snack. Well, today, right now, we're going to tackle those COVID-19 curves. I want to introduce you to an amazing health coach, personal trainer, and for so many people, a life coach, Jake Laspinato. Jake, I first saw you at the gym I'm a member of. I'm so into fitness and health and was very impressed with your knowledge of health. Before we dive into the quarantine 15, what is it that drives you to help people?
Yeah, thank you so much. And I want to say thank you for having me on. I'm so grateful and really humbled to be here. The biggest thing that comes up for me when I think of like what drives me to help people and what drives me to give back to people and help people get healthy, it comes from when I fell in love with health and wellness. I started working out really seriously, like senior year of high school into college, and I just fell in love the results of what comes with that. You know, it's not just the looking good, but feeling good, having higher energy levels. I felt more focused in all other areas of my life, had more discipline, more motivation. I just saw and felt all the positive qualities that come along with not just, you know, the aesthetic portion of health, but, you know, really how it affected my mind and my body as a whole. So I basically was like, wow, if I can feel this way, I know other people can feel this way. And, you know, I could get paid to do this. So, you know, why not help people in this way? Because helping people has always been like a dream of mine. It's always been, when I thought of career, it's like, I want to help people. I don't know what that is. Just kind of fell into my lap organically. So,
well, the pandemic was a perfect storm for those who struggle with weight. You know, gyms were closed. People got lazy. Forget the meat and the potatoes. It was more like junk food, chips and soda. So food is certainly one way to cope with stress. How does stress hurt the metabolism? Does it shut it down?
You know,
are you seeing that, or like, did people say, oh, I'm just so stressed out?
Physiologically and biologically, stress does essentially, it shuts down a couple of different things. It shuts down the immune system. It affects the way the body holds onto fat. So essentially there's lots of different hormones that are involved, like different stress hormones. But one of the main ones is cortisol. What happens is cortisol is released when we're stressed out. Like, and that could literally be, you know, any kind of stress, financial stress, that could be relationship stress, that could be all these different stressors. And essentially what happens is the body thinks, oh my gosh, like I'm under stress, I have to survive. I'm going to hold on to fat and I'm going to store this fat as a way of staying alive, essentially, because the body doesn't know the difference between like, oh crap, I have my mortgage payment due tomorrow and I don't have the money, and you know, I'm being chased by a lion. Like, the body doesn't know the difference, you know. So essentially it has the same response stress-wise. So
now, is obesity, yes, we know, sure, is a major risk, not only for like COVID, but some other serious complications.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, as far as, again, that in itself weakens the immune system, and of course is like number one cause for heart disease and cancer and type 2 diabetes.
Following the pandemic and the staying at home orders and the eating and all that stuff, did you see a lot of new clients come in?
A big thing was, not only did I see a surge in new clients, and some of them being just online clients, because there's a lot of people who didn't want to go back into the gyms, but it was like, hey, I have to make a change. So it was like working out from home. But also even my own clients were gaining, you know, that COVID-15 or 20, 25. I have a couple clients who gained 30 plus pounds in the year time frame. And it's like, it just goes to show that the impact that it had. You know, people were sitting at home, we're bored. When we're bored, people are more likely to eat. And when we're stressed out, we're more likely to reach for those junk foods that are going to give us that initial dopamine hit. So we feel like, oh, we feel really good at first. Ends up being a slippery slope into weight gain and loss of, optimal health.
Well, we all know we can't just kind of sail along. We all sit here and wish the pounds would just melt away. We know that is not reality. How do you help people find purpose, like reason to stick with a routine, whether it be in the gym or one of your online clients?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And it's funny because it's not always a lot. I think a lot of times what happens, right, is people think, okay, if I, I just want to lose 30 pounds and I want to look good in that bikini. And that initially, okay, that's a good drive. That's like, okay, cool. We have some motivation here. But if the goal is oriented too superficially, at least in my belief, if a goal is oriented to be too superficial, eventually that motivation is going to be lost.
So yeah, what you can't pounds just to say, hey, I'm going on vacation and I want to look good in this bathing suit. It needs to be a lifestyle change.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, I really like to focus with my clients on like, what is your dream? Like, what is your dream for your health? Get like really clear, like get really specific on it, because the more specific we get with any kind of goal, the more drive we have, because then it becomes more clear to us. Okay, this is what I want. Okay, I want to lose 30 pounds. This is a great way I approach it. Oh, I want to lose 30 pounds because, you know, I just had grandkids and I want to be around for my grandkids. I want to be able to play. Awesome. Why do you want to be around for them? Why do you want to play with them? Because I love them. Like, I love them so much. And it's like getting deeper and deeper into why it is we want this goal, to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, I'll do anything that it takes to get healthy, or I'll do anything that it takes to accomplish that specific goal.
What is the most dramatic change you've seen? Do you have one particular client that just walked in and said, hey, I know I need to lose this 30 pounds. And exactly, I want to do it for my family. I want to do it for my job. My health is deteriorating. I have heart disease. Is there anybody that really sticks out that you can say, hey, this person really did this? They did it for themselves.
Yeah. There's one client in particular who, it was early fall time, and he had approached me and basically said, hey, listen, like, I lost 100 pounds a couple years ago. I did a 90-day program, but it was one of those quick fix programs. So he lost 100 pounds, but within 2-3 years, he ended up gaining it all back, which is so, so common. Basically, I was like, okay, great. And he was like, essentially, I need to do this. I want to do this for myself, for my wife, for my family. And we worked together for 90 days, and he ended up losing 60 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
In that time frame. Yeah, it is so incredible. And, you know, the shifts weren't super big either. You know, it was like he just started exercising consistently. He started focusing in on the food intake and being more mindful about what he was putting into his body, and just being the consistency, hydration, making sure he's drinking enough water.
It takes time. It takes time. It's not, we all want things to just happen immediately, and that just doesn't happen like that. So besides weight gain, what are the other big issues you're hearing about?
You know, one of the biggest things I find with that, and especially COVID, when the gym shut down and reopened, and then, you know, people were stuck at home and kind of at a loss being at home, like not only at a loss of how do I work out now, I don't have access to all the machines and all the equipment, like, but also just unmotivated, just being at home all day. The biggest thing I find is people don't know where to start. They're unsure of like, what do I do for exercise? Do I do a bunch of cardio? Do I go to the gym and do 2 hours on the treadmill? Or do I use machines? What do I eat? There's so many different diets out there. There's so many different, you know, there's keto, there's paleo, there's, you know, counting your macros. So it gets super confusing. So
it's a very confusing situation. Yeah,
it is. It gets very confusing. So that's the biggest thing that I find people struggle with when I work with my clients. It's usually, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, Jake, I'm going to put all of your information on our website so people can send in questions for you or know how to contact you if they have their own personal questions or if they want to join up with you or if they want to meet up with you, whether it be in person or online. So we will have that. And do you want to tackle the issues of the bigger issue of diet and confusion next week?
Yeah, I would love that.
That would be great. Jake, thanks so much for joining us and have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much.